Gold. Central Victoria with Fleetwood Mac, Say You Love Me and Goanna, Solid Rock. 14 past 5.
It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's Gold.
And hard to believe that it rolls around. It only seems like yesterday that we were talking about Shane Stevens. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Another week done and dusted.
It's hard to believe that we were just talking 7 days ago.
Exactly that, Daniel.
Hey, Murray cod season, not too far away from ending.
No, just a reminder to the guys that do chase the Murray cod in Victoria, New South Wales and ACT, that there's a closed season which starts on the 1st of September. So for all those guys, there's only a few weeks left of the fishing season for Murray cod for this year. So I presume everyone knows about that, but after I mentioned about rules and regs last week, I had a bit of a look on the fisheries website and that one jumped out at me. But also I had a look and there was some interesting fish stockings that have taken place this current year around Central Victoria. Over here in Ballarat, Lake Wendouree on Tuesday, got 10,000 trout, which is a mixture of rainbow and brown trout, and another 10,000 tomorrow. So that's a lot of trout for Lake Wendouree. But around Central Victoria, they had Cancurran. They had 75,000 golden perch or yellow belly released. And close to the Bendigo once again, Lake Epilock. They had 150,000, which is a lot of golden perch or yellow belly released there as well. So good times ahead for us anglers with the fish stockings from Fisheries Victoria.
If I can just go back very quickly, Shane, to the Murray cod season. You said there it finishes on the 1st of September. Now, for those who are trying to push their luck, I guess, and they get caught, what sort of fines are they looking at? Are they looking at fines? How does it work?
Yes, certainly. The fisheries certainly jump on anglers that do the wrong thing. You could be fined. You could have your boat, car, all those sorts of things impounded and seized and then sold off at auction. So very hefty penalties. Murray cod are sort of regarded as gold. So I would suggest that the anglers do the right thing and don't get caught fishing out of season for Murray cod.
Best not take the risk. And just finally, Shane, Expo in Melbourne coming up.
Yeah, so those guys and girls that like to head outdoors and drive four-wheel drives and all that sort of thing, one for next weekend, so not this one, but the following one, from the 18th to the 20th, the National 4x4 Outdoor Show Fishing and Boating Expo is being held at the Melbourne Showground. So I'm sure that anyone that likes to get off-road or go camping or fishing, there's plenty of gear. There's over 200 exhibitors down there. So there's lots of toys, lots of gizmos and gadgets on offer. So if it's a crappy weather next weekend, potentially that's one where you might want to head down to.
Sounds like a great weekend if you're into that sort of thing. And who knows, I might even head down there myself. Just don't take the credit card. Shane Stevens, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. We will talk very soon.
Cheers, Daniel.
Talk later. I was just thinking about that, the Expo in Melbourne. How much fun could you have if you went down there and you did take the credit card and come back home and explain to either your wife or your husband or your mum and dad, whoever the case may be, I've just gone out and brought this, isn't it? Oh yeah, how much left on the credit card? Nothing. Speaking of which, well, we don't have the credit card with an unlimited balance on it, but I've got a voucher thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World. If you would like it, 544 1071. Give me a call right now, 544 1071.